Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today, we will unlock the book Fast Like a Girl by Mindy Pels. Picture yourself waking up each morning feeling energized and ready to take on the world. Envision a life where cravings don't control your decisions, where your mood is stable, and you move through your day with clarity and confidence. This is not just a far-off dream. It's the reality Dr. Mindy Pels illustrates in Fast Like a Girl, a groundbreaking exploration into the science of fasting tailored specifically for women. Pels introduces us to Amy, a 42-year-old working mother of two who has tried almost every diet in the book. Despite her best efforts, she's faced with the frustration of yo-yo dieting results. Initial success followed by an inevitable backslide that often leaves her heavier than when she began. Amy learns through Pels' guidance that her approach to health has been missing a critical component, an understanding of her unique hormonal blueprint and how to harness it. As Amy embarks on the journey outlined in Pels' book, she stumbles upon revelations that transform her health. The reader follows her as she begins to implement fasting strategies synchronized with her menstrual cycle. We share in her skepticism and her curiosity. We feel her struggle as she confronts her deeply ingrained beliefs about eating three meals a day, fears about starvation mode, and concerns about losing muscle mass. Amy's story unfolds with the scientific backing that Pels brings to the table. The book goes beyond the simplicity of eat less, move more, and delves into the intricate dance of hormones like insulin, leptin, and cortisol, and how they react differently in women's bodies compared to men's. We learn alongside Amy about autophagy, the body's way of cleaning out damaged cells to regenerate newer, healthier cells, and how this process can be optimized in women through fasting. We are given a front row seat to Amy's transformation as Pels walks her through various fasting techniques, such as time-restricted eating windows and periodic prolonged fasts. Amy is amazed to discover how her energy levels increase, not from eating energy bars or drinking caffeine-laden beverages, but from allowing her body the time to rest and rejuvenate itself on a cellular level. Intrigue deepens as we explore the concept of feasting and fasting, debunking the stigma around women and fasting, and addressing the critical need for nutrient-dense food to support a woman's fasting journey. Pels does not advocate for a one-size-fits-all approach. Instead, she emphasizes the personalization of fasting protocols, taking into account factors like age, life stage, and overall health goals. The opening narrative of Amy's experience is a microcosm of what Dr. Pels posits as a potential revolution in women's health. It's a powerful testament to how aligning fasting practices with the female physiology not only demystifies weight loss, but also unlocks a pathway to holistic well-being. Amy's story is not only relatable, but is also an inspiring entry point that sets the stage for an engaging read, beckoning the reader to dive into the full summary of Fast Like a Girl to uncover the secrets of fasting from a female perspective. As Pels guides Amy, and in turn, the reader, to understand and respect the ebbs and flows of her own body, it becomes clear that this is not just a book about fasting. It's about a return to harmony with our innate biological rhythms. In the text below, we will explore the three most crucial concepts presented in this book. 1. Fasting can be a powerful tool for women to optimize their health, hormones, and longevity, but it must be done differently than men, accounting for the unique aspects of the female hormonal cycle. 2. Personalizing fasting patterns, including the timing and duration of fasts, can help women balance their hormones, improve energy levels, and enhance their metabolic health. 3. Embracing a flexible approach to fasting that adapts to a woman's changing hormonal landscape throughout her life stages, from reproductive years to menopause, can yield significant health benefits beyond weight loss. In the groundbreaking book, Fast Like a Girl, Dr. Mindy Pels delves into the world of fasting with a fresh perspective, tailored specifically for women. She outlines that while fasting has been shown to provide numerous health benefits such as improved metabolic rate, enhanced brain function, and increased longevity, its impact can vary considerably between men and women due to their unique hormonal landscapes. Key takeaway one from Pelz's book is a revelation in the field of women's health and wellness. Dr. Pelz illustrates that for women, the timing, duration, and intensity of fasting must be intricately aligned with their menstrual cycle to optimize health and hormonal balance, rather than applying the one-size-fits-all fasting protocols typically designed with male physiology in mind. To shed light on this, let us consider a more detailed account of Sarah, who Dr. Pelz mentions was experiencing negative symptoms while practicing a standard intermittent fasting routine. Sarah, a 32-year-old project manager, had been following a 16:8 intermittent fasting protocol for several months. Despite her dedication, Sarah started noticing that she was often fatigued. Her periods were irregular and sometimes painfully intense, and she had started to lose the enthusiasm she once had for her previously cherished running sessions. Upon consulting with Dr. Pelz, Sarah learned that the cause of her woes was likely linked to the way she was fasting, which was not in sync with her menstrual cycle. The follicular phase, day 1 to 14 of the menstrual cycle, is when a woman's body is primed for new beginnings, with estrogen levels gradually rising, leading up to ovulation. These increasing estrogen levels can bolster energy and mood, potentially making it an ideal time for women to engage in fasting without feeling drained. Dr. Pelz therefore recommended that Sarah restructure her fasting schedule to align with this natural rhythm. During this first phase, she was advised to partake in fasting, but with a slightly shorter window of 15 to 16 hours, allowing a more gradual transition into the fasting state. Moreover, she was encouraged to incorporate foods that supported estrogen production post-fast, like flax seeds, fermented foods, and cruciferous vegetables. By doing so, Sarah soon began to feel a remarkable shift in her well-being. No longer was she a slave to fatigue. Instead, she felt a resurgence of vitality, allowing her to joyfully resume her running, but this time with greater performance and less recovery time. Perhaps even more gratifying was the return to a regular menstrual cycle. Sarah realized that her previous one-size-fits-all fasting approach was hindering her body's natural estrogenic ebb and flow, but with Dr. Pelz's personalized guidance, she was now thriving. It is also important to note that this nuanced approach to fasting does not end with the follicular phase. Dr. Pelz provides insights on how to modify fasting during the luteal phase, days 15 to 28, when progesterone takes the lead. This hormone, known for its calming effects, is crucial in the second half of the cycle and demands a different fasting regimen, one that might call for shorter fasting windows or even intermittent days of not fasting at all to cater to the body's heightened need for certain nutrients that support serotonin production and mood stabilization. Fast Like a Girl thus presents a compelling case for personalized fasting for women, one that respects and flows with the intricate dance of hormones throughout the menstrual cycle. Dr. Pelz sends a clear message. By harnessing the power of fasting in alignment with their unique biology, women like Sarah can not only safeguard their health and hormones, but can also tap into newfound levels of energy and vitality that reverberate through every facet of their lives.